I thought I would try the Soul Essentials class and see how that works out. So when you go to start a video, you can just go live or you can start a class. So I wanted to see how this works. So it broadcasts live, but it's supposed to allow you guys into the class with me. And I know I told you guys that I would be taking a break from this, and I may still take that break, but I have decided to not go ahead with the surgery and see if I can use Joe Dispenza's work to heal this on my own, or to at least make it where it's not as severe. So I don't know if any of you guys have heard of Joe Dispenza. He is not a healer himself. He is a chiropractor who got injured back in, I think, 1986, and he basically was paralyzed. He was supposed to have back surgery. Being a chiropractor, he knew what that meant, so he chose not to. And he was laying, having to lay flat for 6 months, and during that time, he started to do meditations on the disc in his back, and he was able to heal his back without surgery, and he still has never had surgery. And so for like 30 years, he has been teaching others to how to do that. So he doesn't do the healing himself, like see, the thing about the camera is you get to like rearrange your hair, but it's backwards. Unlike Reiki, where Reiki we like lay our hands on somebody and do healing like Jesus did. Reiki's that way, healing energy's that way. He teaches you how to do it yourself, how to get in there and basically get in touch with the quantum field and do it yourself. So, that is what I've been doing. I've been listening to his meditations every day to see if I can get in there and maybe do some of the healing myself. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about is negative thinking. Let me put this question in here and see how many people answer that question. So, because I kind of see a trend, not just in this group or with those of you who have worked with me, those of you who have me working with you on the side, just friends in general, and even with clients, there seems to be a trend where, you know, if I talk to you, or if we have a session, or if I do this live, then you know, you guys kind of seem okay, but then what happens is, as we go back to our everyday life, we go back to dealing with our job, our boss, our coworkers, our bank account, our children, our spouses, and we kind of go back into the same old patterns. And it's really hard to change because, like in my life, while I work on the spiritual learning, it's a daily thing for me. There's not one day in my life for the last, I just can't even tell you how long, that I don't do some sort of learning in the spiritual realm. Some sort of learning, reading, listening, something in one way or another. I am constantly doing that. So while I'm really good at that, I still have kids, husband, job, bosses. And what I notice is that I'm really good at maintaining it for the most part. The only area that really kind of sucks me in is family. Family's the one area that kind of gets to me. That's the one area that seems to be able to get into, throw you off balance, is family. So it takes a lot of effort to really stay centered, to work your program, to keep your negative thoughts away. So what I find is that, if I talk to you guys, or if we have a session, or if you talk to your own therapist, or maybe you're out with your friend and you have a really good time and you're feeling really good, or you listen to a meditation, or you read a book, you feel really good. But as soon as you get back into your normal life and you don't stay aware of what you're thinking, you don't stay aware of what, where you're at energetically, then people slip back into their old patterns. And one of the biggest old patterns that I find, and it's really across the board, it's not just with you guys, it's across the board, is the negative thinking, the negative self-talk, the thinking that we're worthless. That's one of the biggest issues that I find really, really across the planet. No matter what you want to do in your life, if you want to get a new job, if you want to manifest something, if you want to heal something, if you, especially, when they start talking about manifesting and The Secret, they'll say, oh, you have to believe in yourself. So no matter what you're needing to do or wanting to do in your life, you will need to believe in yourself. You will need to know that you're worthy and know that you... So how do I explain this? The reason that you don't feel worthy is because you have decided at some point that somebody else's opinion of you was more important than yours, right? So somewhere along the lines, whether that was a school teacher, or it could have even been a bus driver, or it could have been a parent, family, friends, sibling, somewhere along the line, somebody made you feel less than, and you started to believe it. And then you go out into the world and you try to prove that to yourself. You prove that belief to yourself. And anytime something happens, you say, oh, see, that's true. Nobody likes me. Oh, they don't want to be with me. See, they didn't invite me. So that's because people don't like me. So you confirm this belief for yourself, even though the belief was really never true in the first place. Also, it might have just been that person was having a bad day. That it might have been that that person was not a nice person, and they made a statement or they treated you some way, but then from that point on, you decided that this is your truth, and you go out into the world and you convince yourself of it. So you do this for many, many, many years, to where you actually start to really believe that you don't have worth. Especially if you're raised, like some of you have been raised in really abusive homes. And so it's something you were exposed to every day. That same negative energy, that same vibe, every day being brought down. Same situation could be if you're in a bad relationship, partnership, marriage, and you guys just don't get along, or it's abusive. It's the same negative energy over and over for long periods of time. Eventually it's going to have an effect on you. It's going to bring you down. So you have went out, you have had a belief, somebody told you that you weren't worthy, somebody told you that you were less than, that they didn't like you, that somehow you were important. You go out into the world, you confirm that belief. It's now something that you think is real. And then from that point, what happens is, any time in your life that anything negative happens, any type of struggle, any type of trying to figure something out, trying to accomplish something in life, and it's hard, or it doesn't work out, or anything similar to those old patterns happens. So then what we do is then we take ourselves directly back to the past. Okay, so if somehow, I'm trying to think of a scenario of, you know, you made a belief of people not liking you. People just don't like you. They don't think that you're important. So say there's a family gathering, and for some reason or another, you don't get either the first invite or you don't get an invite, or the invite you get is late. Your mind will go back to and say, see, that's because people don't like me. And then that starts the negative trail. We'll start that negative trail. And it'll make us remember all the times, all the situations in our life that we decided that people didn't like us, okay? One of the first things that you have to realize is, number one, the person or the people that did that to you, they most likely had something going on within themselves. They most likely were not happy, were not fulfilled. Otherwise, they wouldn't have treated you badly if they did. The other thing is that whenever you're thinking about the past, it's a memory. You have to really, really remember, it's a memory. It's not something that's currently happening. While you can relive it, you can bring it back up, you can relive it, you can even re-talk about it, it's still a memory. It's not what's currently happening right now. So that's one of the first steps, is to realize that I'm in the past. I'm not in the present. I'm in the past. Something has happened. It's triggered this memory. I've jumped back to the past. And now I'm starting to remember all the things and all the times that I was ever hurt. And then it starts to bring your emotions down, brings your energy down. This is what they mean when they say you need to raise your vibration, raise your frequency, is when you're thinking negative thoughts, it slows your energy down, it slows your frequency down. You are going to feel bad, you're going to feel heavy. That is a lower frequency, a lower vibration. This is something that's very like addictive, it's contagious. It's very hard to get out of. But that feeling of not being good enough, that feeling of being bad, that low vibration, that low energy, that's the first sign that what you're thinking is not right and not true. That's the first indicator. So if people could start using their emotions as indicators as to, okay, either what I'm doing or what I'm thinking or what I'm about to do is not right. That's actually what emotions were meant to be. They were meant to be indicators that something is off, something is wrong, something doesn't feel good. So when I have things that happen in my life, I find that if I have to like re-ask and re-ask and rethink about it, it's usually because it's not the right thing to do. So there's been a couple things that you know, I wanted to do, or maybe I wanted to buy something, but if I have to go back and forth on the decision, you know, and then maybe talk to a few people and get advice on this and get advice on that, that's usually my indicator that it's not the right thing, because there's a feeling inside of me of uncertainty. We are connected to Source. We are connected to the Divine. That is our intuition. That is our psychic ability. That is our direct phone line to God. It was designed on purpose to give us information, to guide us, to tell us how to be, what to do, and how to feel. And if I feel negative, that's my indicator that I'm not thinking in the right energy, in the right frequency, in the right vibration. Bad feelings don't feel good. right? They're a lower vibration. That's your first clue that you're, whatever you're thinking isn't true. Because if it was true, you wouldn't feel bad. Right? So learning to listen to those feelings and those emotions, learning to pay attention to those thoughts, and then the emotion tells you whether this is true or not. When you like yourself, when you think highly of yourself, it feels good, it raises your vibration, you feel better. That's how you know that. So there is a couple of you guys on. If you want to have a question or make a comment, you can go ahead. I'm noticing that this doesn't allow me to, again, it doesn't allow me to see the comments. So if you do have a question, let me know. So the thing that I'm talking about is your negative thoughts and how your negative thoughts are an indicator that whatever it is that you're thinking is not right. It's not on the right page. It doesn't go with what your true worth is. True worth, true value. Hi, Samar. Feels good. And if you are thinking less than I feel good and then I'm amazing, that I'm one, that I'm whole, that I'm part of Source, and you're having a lower vibration, that's an indicator to not do that. Okay, we have our energy systems, our bodily energy systems, our chakra system, for a reason. They take information from our outer world and they tell us about that information, about that thing, about that place, right? It's just like walking into a place and you don't have good energy about it, doesn't feel good, and then you leave. That was your indicator. That emotion is a guidance system. So your emotions are guidance systems. Now, it gets a little messy when you're dealing with other people because they have their own energy systems, they have their own agenda, and we can't always control what they're doing, but we can control what we are thinking. So if you have issues like within your family, you have somebody that's mean to you, says bad things to you, says bad things about you, we can't control what they are doing, but we can control what you think after that. We can control what you think about yourself, what do you think about your life. And I know that in many family situations, it's very hard to make changes. It's not that easy. Some people, you know, kind of make it super easy, like, oh, well, why don't you just leave, or why don't you just kick them out, or, and I know that life's not that easy. It can be that easy, but it's normally not that easy. I get it. So we can't necessarily control everything, but what we can control is how we respond and how, what we do with our thoughts, okay? We can control that. So, are you guys able to put comments or ask questions? Because this is different than normal. This is the class. I set it up as a class instead of live, just to see what that would do, to see if you guys would be able to join. It was supposed to be a live interactive class, and I'm not really seeing any difference from the normal live. It doesn't show me any difference. That's what I was looking for. It was a little bit of a difference, but I don't see it. So, anyways, so that was one thing I wanted to come on here with you guys and talk about, was the negative feelings and the negative emotions. So negative feelings, negative emotions, they all are a lower frequency, but it is almost always that you are in the past, or you're bringing up the past, you're reliving the past as if it's currently happening. Because remember, again, your body and your mind does not know the difference between real and fake. So if you're going to think about all the bad things that happened to you in your life, all the times people didn't like you, all the times people treated you badly, then your body and your mind will respond as if that's currently happening, even though it's not currently happening. So it's very, and I know that it, like, I can say it simply, and I know that for many it's not that easy, but you literally have to stop thinking what you're thinking. Literally, you have to stop the thought. You have to notice the thought, and you have to literally stop the thought and say, no, I'm not thinking that. And the thought will come right back, and then you say, no, I'm not thinking that. And you have to keep doing that until you get your mind to stop. If that takes 10 minutes or that takes an hour, you have to keep, nope, I'm not thinking that. You have to continue to do that. You have to be very, very diligent on doing that. Because we can't actually change the past unless you're doing a hypnosis, which is things that I've had done and things I've done with people where we went back to a certain spot or we went back to other lifetimes and we can actually like change the timeline. And I have found those to be very healing. But we can't actually change the past. We can't undo what's happened. So a lot of times I think, why do I want to go back to the past? Why do I want to relive that? I don't want to relive fifth grade. I didn't like it then, and I don't like it now, so why go there? It's like a form of self-torture. Why do that? But we get so used to feeling bad and so used to these behaviors that it's automatic. We don't even think about what we're doing. We don't even think about what we're thinking about. We don't even realize that we're in our past, that we're back when we were 20 or 25 or 30 or even 10. We don't even realize that we're there. We just kind of float there, but we allow ourselves to stay there. So it's really important to really pay attention to your thoughts, okay? And again, negative emotions means that something you're thinking is off, because with Source, everything feels good. Everything from Source feels good. Source only has one emotion, that's love. Here on Earth, we have all the opposite emotions. But over there, and with Source, there's only one emotion, and that's love. It's pure love, pure thinking that you're amazing, that you're worthy. Source doesn't see you in any other light but worthy. That's the only light that Source sees you in. So anything that's off from that carries a lower frequency, a lower vibration, a lower emotion. And that's what I mean by, if you're thinking negative, you're feeling negative, your thoughts are off, because they don't align with your true self. And your true self is the self that Source sees, because you are part of Source. There's a part of you that is connected to Source. There's a part of you that is Source. And Source is love. So there's always a part of you that's 100% worthy. Now, we have our human lives, and we live these lives out, and we do things, and things happen in our, you know, to us. Sometimes we do things, but ultimately, there is a part of us that has worth, that is completely loved unconditionally, that is fully worthy. So our job is to learn to tap into that more and more, as much as we can, to know that. To know that you are here, you're living out your life, you're going to make mistakes. Things are going to happen. And to not hang on to them as much as possible. The more you can not hang on to them, the more you can move forward, the more that you can live in the present moment. Hanging on to things only causes us unnecessary pain. Because life is flow. Everything is flow. Energy is flow. Life will always flow. It will never stop flowing. It will never stop the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs. Meaning things are going to happen and things are going to happen to you. That part of life is never going to stop. So it's important to know that, and to know that, yeah, you know, I'm sure that we've all done things in our life. I'm sure that we've had things done to us. That doesn't make us less worthy. that makes us part of life, because it is part of life to ebb and flow. It is part of life to be up and down, to have good times and bad times, right? Now, there's some of us out there that, you know, have really not done a whole lot of bad things. There's some of us that have. I talk to a lot of people who have a lot of substance abuse issues, and they think that that's really horrible. But we all have those segments of our life where, you know, maybe we weren't so in touch with ourselves, or we weren't so conscious or awake. And we've done things that we wish maybe we didn't do, or maybe we wish we could take them away. The important part of that is to learn to love yourself through it, instead of regretting, instead of having shame or guilt. So shame is, I'm a bad person. Guilt is, I've done something bad, right? And in Source's eyes, you're perfect. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You've lived the things that you were supposed to live. You had those experiences, but you're still growing and you're still learning. Especially if you're here on this page, you're still growing and you're still learning. So, Source understands that. They understand that, you know, you had your dark times and you have your light times, and it doesn't judge. So we should not judge either. The idea that, you know, we're bad or whatever, that is a human concept. Source understands that life ebbs and flows, that things go up and they go down. Now, the goal is to try to be a good person. I'm not advocating to be a bad person. I'm saying that we have to love ourselves through those periods. One of the reasons that we love ourselves through that period is because you have to realize that with whatever you were going through, and with whatever skills you had at that time, and wherever your brain was, your understanding was, your cognition, your level of maturity, wherever that was at the time, that either those bad things happened to you, or maybe you made those bad choices. That's where you were at the time. That's where you were in your stage of development. And so, a lot of times what we do is we look back on the past based off of the things that we know today, and we judge ourselves, and we say that we were bad, and we did bad things, and we made bad choices. But the reality is that that's just where we were at the time. We didn't have the same knowledge that we have today. We weren't even capable of making the same choice that we're capable of making today. So it's really not even fair to judge ourselves in the past for what we know today or how we would have dealt with it today. You have to have compassion and understanding, and most of the time, what I find is the things that we have done in the past that maybe we shouldn't have done is because we weren't well, because we didn't know that we were worthy, because we didn't realize that how much worth we have in the eyes of Source, in the fact that there's part of us that is Source. Most of us were not well in one way or another, and that is why we were able to make the decisions we made. So having forgiveness in unconditional love for those parts of you that didn't make the best choices, and knowing that you are now on the path, or you've been on the path, to be a better person, to be a happier person, to make better choices. So self-forgiveness is super important, but you can't do self-forgiveness if you don't have compassion for where you were at that time. You have to have compassion for where you were at that time. And just, you have to know what you knew. You have to know you knew less. You have to know that you understood less. You have to know that emotionally you were not in a good space. That's why you made these decisions, right? The other thing that I find across the board that goes with this is being loved and being worthy of love. Almost everybody that I come across at one point or another is looking for, now they come and they say, I want to reduce anxiety, I want to reduce depression, I want to get rid of my social anxiety so I can be around people, But underneath all of it is people want to be loved. They want to be accepted. That's what people want. They want to be loved. They want to be accepted. And because many of us grew up in homes where we weren't fully loved and we weren't correctly loved, we're constantly searching for that approval, that acceptance, and that love. We're seeking it in every area of our life. And we do that in many ways. We do that through getting into bad relationships and trying to get them to prove that they love us, to stay with us. Through people pleasing, through trying to be good enough, trying to be perfect, control our environment. All these numerous different ways that we try to gain that love and that acceptance. You know, a person that stays in an abusive relationship, they stay in it because they don't feel worthy of love. And there's numerous reasons, but they don't feel worthy of love. And part of them is used to the abuse because they grew up with it. And then there's another part of them that's still trying to get whoever that parent was, whether it was mom or dad, to love and accept them. So they're trying, they do it, but they do it through their husband, their wife, or their partner. They're still trying to get mom or dad to love them. So all people want to be loved and want to be accepted. And as long as you're trying to get that from outside of you, you will always be trying to get it. And I remember when I started on this journey, and I hated that. I hated that statement that I had to get it from within, that I had to, you know, that I was the one that was in charge of my happiness, and that other people don't affect my happiness. It just annoyed me. But what I have found in the end is that ultimately it's true. Because once you decide that you love yourself, once you decide that you're worthy, and once you forgive yourself for all the things that you've done in the past or maybe were done to you, you realize that you have this ultimate worth because you're part of Source, which has ultimate worth. Then you don't need the love of others outside of you. You don't need their approval. You don't need their thank yous. It's not that people shouldn't say thank you. You don't need their compliments. You don't need those things because you already have all those things. You already have that feeling, that worthiness. You're already filled up. You're already complete. You're already whole. Because you're whole with Source, you're whole with God. You know that you are already complete. If you know that you're already complete, and you feel that, and you believe that inside, you don't go out searching for it. You don't go out trying to get confirmation for it. The same thing that we do when we go out and we have a negative belief, and we go out into the world and we start to observe things that happen, and we start to affirm that belief for ourselves and say, oh, yep, people don't like me. We do the same thing when we're looking for love. So we might do something for somebody and we're looking for that approval or that thank you, or we're looking for a gift back, or maybe we try extra hard and we're waiting for that acceptance at work, and or that bonus at work, or that new position at work, because we're still, and I'm not telling people to not try to get a bonus at work, but we are still seeking that outside approval. When you realize that the only approval that you really need is yours, that's the only one that you really need, that you're already worthy because you are part of Source, and that you're already fulfilled inside with just that infinite love from Source, that infinite worth, because you know who you are, you stop seeking it outside. And you don't need it. You don't miss it. And there's no emptiness in that space. That space is full, it's whole, it's happy, it's secure, okay? And then you, once you do that, not only do you feel secure and you feel safe and you feel loved and you feel worthy and you have a strong sense of who you are and you have a strong belief in your worth, then what happens is when other people try to maybe bring you down or make you feel bad, you don't fall for it. So you don't start reminiscing about the past. You don't bring up those past memories and stay there with them and rethink them over until next thing you know you're in your bed crying yourself to sleep. You don't do that anymore because you stop believing it. You know you have worth. You know that you are loved. So when you have your negative emotions, it is an indicator. I want you to start telling yourself, this is an indicator that something I'm thinking is off, that I am taking something the wrong way, I'm taking something personally, or I am thinking that I am worth less than I really am worth. That's the first thing that I want you to do. When you're having a negative emotion, it's because you are not in line with your true self, which is 100% worth. That's your true self. And I want you to pay attention to the thoughts, and I want you to stop them. And if you have to stop them 50 times in 1 hour, that's fine. But the more you do that, the less your mind will have those negative thoughts. It will literally retrain your brain to stop doing that. Then you can think about the times that you were successful, but it's usually really hard to do that if you're in that space. And I get that. So instead, it's better to try to distract yourself. Continue stopping the thoughts, not allowing yourself to go there at all, and then distract yourself with a bath, with a book, with a nap. For some people, it's a run, it's a jog. It's better to distract yourself than to stay on that spiral, which will only bring your emotions down more and more and more. Okay? So, I wanted to get on here and talk about the negative emotions, talk about your thinking, using your emotions as a guide, and you knowing that you have this infinite worth. Because you are part of Source, we are all part of Source. So Source actually comes through the central sun. And the central sun basically disperses. This is kind of an analogy, right? And each one of the rays of the sun is each one of us. It's actually much more than that, but it's each one of us. You can never cut the ray from the sun. You can never do that. So you can never actually cut your soul from Source. Meaning, you are always part of Source, always have been, always will be. You can never make that separation. Now, for those who, maybe are the, darker kind of people, or maybe they're not so nice, to me, all that is an indicator that's how far off the continuum they are from God. That's how far off they are from knowing that they're part of Source and that they are worthy. The farther away from, that they are, of course, than what we would call the worse they are, right? But you can never actually cut that ray from the sun. So you can never sever your connection with Source. And to say that you are not worthy is to say that Source is not worthy. There is a part of you that is Source. That's the part of you that does want to do good, that does want to excel, that wants to love, that wants to have the family, that wants to grow. Those are the true parts of yourself. For those of you that are on this group, then we know, I know that, you know, I can say these things to you. Focus on that. Focus on that part of yourself. Focus on the spiritual growth. Focus on getting better, getting stronger, strengthening that connection to Source, knowing that that's your true self. This body is just a manifestation of basically energy gathered and coming down here and matter. This body is just a costume. It's just something that we're using for the moment. It's just one part of the story in the whole picture, right? We have the energy centers in the body. We know about those. We've talked about those. There's many. We have the main 12, and all of those energy centers are connected to Source, all of them. And they all bring in information, and it goes back to Source, and Source talks to us. So pay attention to your emotions. Know that you are worthy. And remember that, so the thing that I say to myself is, I am not this body, I am Source. I am not this body, I am Source. And really, what Source and everything really is, when you boil it down to the bottom, and I know that this gets kind of confusing for some people, is energy, is light. We are all energy, we are all light. So I do know some people who say, I am light, I am light, I am light, I am love, I am light. There's a gentleman on one of the panels that I talk on, that's what he says. You can say that. You can say I am love. You can say I am light. I remind myself by saying I'm not this body, I am Source. Because this body has to go through things, has to deal with life, has to deal with challenges. So I have to remind myself that I am Source. And there's a part of Source in me that's always well, that's not hurting, that's not going through a challenge, that's not dealing with a daughter or work or a boss or school or a husband or any of that. There's a part of me that's Source that is always well. Okay? So for those of you that will hear this and listen to this, I hope this helps you. You can let me know. I am trying to focus on healing, so not sure if you guys have a specific topic that you would like to talk about next week, we can do that. If you want to write it, put it in the chat. I can see if we can address it. But I do want to jump on here, and hopefully this helps you guys. Helps you to get back on the right track and to fix your thinking. Okay? So I will post this video. I will also put it on the YouTube page. So if any of you want to watch it there. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you.